Timothy Young lives in Deming, New Mexico with his wife and three children. In October 2012, Young was pulled over by Deputy Javier Peru in Lordsburg, a town about an hour west of Deming.
I was at the Flying J. We stopped to get gas. I had a friend of mine along. I exited the vehicle. He's Deputy Peru. He stated that I needed to get back in the vehicle. Asked him what it was for, what was going on, and he stated for not using my turn signal. I gave him consent to search the truck. They searched it for two and a half hours approximately.
But he didn't tell you where the stuff sat in it?
No. He said as far as he knows that there's nothing in.
They said they were going to bring a canine in. I said, well, you know what? That's fine.
The dog will tell us that maybe you guys are transporting drugs down here. Maybe the tires are stolen. Yeah, I mean, we got to wait for the dog to get here, too. But, yeah, just keep looking. Tear it up.
This is the part that I'm like, guys, I feel there's something in here, but where?
Yes, we don't think it might be. It's where it's going to be. Dog's not going to hit on your vehicle?
Oh, what the dog's going to do? If you want it to, I guess it could.
Is he, well, I mean, the dog just don't do it because he wants to.
Depends on who trains it for you.
Well, we have a pretty good dog with our department.
Well, I mean,
has there been any drugs inside that vehicle? And there's no drugs in there now?
There is. Y'all put them in there.
We put them in there?
Because I ain't got none. That's what I'm saying. You guys checked him real good?
No, not yet.
He banged on the driver's seat inside the vehicle and then also on the center console inside the vehicle. So,
okay.
I agreed to the dropping of the pants with the boxers up. He wanted more than that. He says he made it sound like I was going to go home. He was going to release me, you know, if I would just pull down my boxers as well. I did. I didn't want to, but I did.
Do you have any cocaine?
No, I don't have much.
Do you have any heroin?
They just looked at my dick and my ass and everything. I mean. I don't have nothing. I'm being as serious as I can. But
here's what's going to happen. Okay, we're going to do a search warrant on your truck, and we're going to do a search warrant on you. Because here's what I believe.
Excuse me? You're going to do a search warrant on me?
Yes. Here's what I believe.
See, that's where I have a problem.
That's fine.
I need a U.S. Marshal or somebody here to witness this stuff.
That's fine.
I don't trust the sheriff's department.
Do you have it up your ass?
Do I have it up? What kind of fucking question is that?
It's an honest question.
Have what up my ass?
Do you have drugs in your ass?
Trying to be faggot with me or what?
Do you have drugs in your ass?
Do you have some in your ass?
If there's not, you got nothing to worry about. But I'm pretty confident there is.
Okay, well, let's bend over and check you then, too, while we're at it. Can I get a warrant for that?
The district judge did approve this warrant, okay? So this is what's going to happen is we're going to take you to the hospital, and we're going to do the x-rays, and they're going to strip search you, okay?
Alrighty. Let's roll.
We got there approximately 45 minutes to an hour later, and they x-rayed my stomach, x-rayed my pelvic area, and they didn't find nothing. It was negative, okay? That being said, they still took me back to the ER, the officers present. They said they were going to do an anal finger exam. As soon as he penetrated, they laughed. After not finding nothing, and the stool, but stool, then they still kept me handcuffed. And I rode handcuffed all the way that hour drive back down to Lordsburg, where they took me back to my truck and had no choice but to release me. It's probably about 3 or 4 weeks after the fact, and I go to the mailbox and open the mailbox, and there's a bill from Gila Ridge Medical Center for that night that we're speaking on. And I laughed. I mean, that's all I could do was laugh. I wanted to cry, but I just laughed.